Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I believe in the middle of an atomic blast, God could cover you like a mother hen covers a little chick and you not even be affected by it. Do you believe that? If you don't, you don't believe in God. If you don't believe God could do that, then you don't believe God is God. He's done that kind of thing many, many, many times. He did that over the whole of his people when they were in Egyptian bondage in the land of Goshen. You remember that? And these plagues would sweep through the Egyptians or their livestock, but it wouldn't cross the border of the land of Goshen. There were times when it was pitch dark in Egypt and the sun shining in Goshen. Now, how you do that? That'd be like the sun shining in Arkansas and it's pitch dark in Missouri. How can you do that? Well, God can do it. If there is this canopy around the people, it is a protective barrier. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Protective barrier. Verse 2, we see it begins to get into our part. What does it say? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. None of these words are accidental.
That's right.
Every one of these words are very significant that it's worded exactly this way. Did you hear what he said? Who's going to say?
I will
say of the Lord. Now keep reading. I'm going to say what? The Lord is my refuge. And what? And my fortress. And then what? My God. Are you getting the emphasis here? My. See, it's not enough to just believe that God is real. And He's a Savior. He must become, for you, my Savior. It's not enough just to believe He can heal. No, you must believe He's my healer. And you got to say it. What does it mean? He's my healer. He heals me. Just like you believe He's my Savior, He saves me. He's my protector. He protects me. And you need to say it out loud and not be ashamed of it. Just like you shouldn't be ashamed that He's your Savior and say it out loud. What if you refuse to say that He is your Lord? Does that make a difference? Is that serious?
Yes.
I mean, that's a big part of getting saved, right? I mean, you believe it in your heart and you what?
Yes.
You confess with your mouth.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord and Jesus is my Lord.
Yes.
Well, then you're saved. Well, if you want to be protected, same principle. Same principle. You say it out loud. You're not ashamed or embarrassed to say it. And you ought to practice it. Anytime something tries to shake you or scare you or move you, you ought to start talking. Are y'all with me now?
Yes.
Anytime, anything tries to scare you, shake you, move you, what ought to come out of your mouth? The Lord is my God. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He protects me. He's my God. And He keeps me. Keeps me, keeps my family. He keeps my stuff. You need to say it out loud. Not be ashamed to say it anywhere at any time. But she still got me, you know, you've heard me say it, and I know it maybe sounds humorous, but you still got millions of Christians. You'd say, you know, if something bad happened, would you be protected? And what will they say? Well, you just never know. We sure hope so. We hope we're okay, but you just, what do you mean you just never know? People don't believe the Bible. They don't have enough confidence to say what He said to say. See, people quote the 91st Psalm and yet have no faith for God to protect them. It's just a religious ritual. No. You open your mouth and you say, just like you say, Jesus is my Lord. You say, God is my refuge. God is my fortress. What does it mean? He protects me. He keeps me. He's my God. I trust in Him to do what? To protect me. Whatever you say God will do for you, that's what He has a legal right to do for you. I mean, the reason that God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace is because they were so bold to say, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and He will deliver us. You throw us in there, He will deliver us. And He did. But see, people think that's being what? Haughty, arrogant. Ah, who do you think you are? Standing up saying, I mean, he gets more bold yet, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Down through this psalm, keep reading. Verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you'll trust. His truth will be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid. Is that our part too?
Yes.
Must not fear. Don't be afraid for the terror by night. Don't be afraid for the arrow that flies by day. Don't be afraid for the pestilence that walks in the darkness. Don't be afraid for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Can you help it, whether you're afraid or not?
Yes.
Oh, Brother Keith, I try not to be afraid, but sometimes you just can't help it. No, he told you don't do it. And this is not the only place. How many know there are many places he said, don't be afraid. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Be careful for nothing. Don't fret. Don't have any anxiety about anything. Cast all your cares on the Lord. He didn't say try to do it. It's a command. Now, if you don't do it, if you yield to fear and you talk fear, then you have taken away His legal right to protect you. I know folk don't like to hear that, but it's just the truth. There's another principle in the Bible. There are other scriptures that say your fears will come on you. And all the scriptures are true. You must not be afraid. Now get this. It's a faith proposition. Did you know that you can be crying, tears of fear, knees bumping together, hair standing up on the back of your neck, and still not yield to fear? Did you know you could have all these feelings and all these terrible thoughts, and in the middle of it, speak out loud and say, no, I refuse to fear. I refuse to yield to this. God is my God, and He will protect me. And that's all God needs out of you. See, the devil will tell you, too late. You're already scared, silly. Too late. You say, no, it ain't too late. I refuse to yield to this. I feel it. I see it. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will. Will. Got nothing to do with feelings. Do you hear that? I will fear nothing. No evil. I refuse to yield to this. See, the enemy tricks people all the time with that. Well, you tried, but it's too late. You're scared. You know you're scared. Admit it. You're scared. No. I have symptoms of fear. I have feelings of fear. I have thoughts of fear, but I refuse to yield to it. I refuse to give in to it. I don't have to be afraid because I have a God who protects me. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. I trust Him to protect me. He will keep me. What does the next verse say? Oh, look at it. If you won't be afraid, if you won't give in to fear, verse 7, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Do we believe this or not? You got to talk like this. What if such and such sweeps through? And what if this happens? And what if this deadly disease? And what if this deadly flu? And what if this? And what if this attack? Well, I can't speak for everybody. But even if 1,000 die right beside me on this side, even if 10,000 die on the other side, right beside me, it won't happen to me. Now, see, how many Christians talk like that? How many Christians are even taught to talk like that? No, they're taught not to talk like that. Oh, now just watch out. You just say whatever the Lord's will is. Be done. Thy will be done. Somebody says, what's wrong with that? Everything. He told you what His will is. Right here. Well, I just believe, preacher, that pray like Jesus. He prayed, thy will be done, and that's the best way to pray about everything. Jesus wasn't praying for protection when He prayed that. They weren't having a healing meeting in the garden when He prayed that. And people are inconsistent. They're hypocritical when they say, if you're going to say you ought to pray that way about everything, then why don't you teach sinners to pray that way? Huh? Why don't you teach them to pray? Lord, if it's thy will, save me. If not, thy will. Oh, well, because we know it's the will. How do you know it's the will of God for them to be saved? How do you know that? Well, the same Bible tells you it's His will for you to be healed. Tells you that it's His will for you to be filled. Tells you that it's His will for you to be protected. Right? Same Bible. But people believe religious tradition more than they believe the Bible. And it robs them. Robs them of their faith. And therefore robs them of their protection. Now you got to be bold. I said you got to be bold to be a believer. You got to say what He said. No matter if it's popular. Huh? No matter if religious people think it's cool or not. You got to say what He said. And it's not because you're so amazing. It's not because you think you're better than anybody else. It's just because you believe this. You believe this. So everybody, said out, everybody, every voice, said out loud, the Lord is my refuge. He's my protector. I will not be afraid of any disease, of any attack, of any disaster. I refuse to be afraid of anything. And because of that, a thousand may fall at my side. 10,000 may fall at the other side. But it won't come near me. Now it's your believing that that gives God a right to do it. It's your believing that gives Him a right to do it. Just like anything and everything in life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Good Timing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204-I. That's R-1204-I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.